So she then was randomized. And what was she randomized to?
She was randomized to chemotherapy in addition to her hormonal therapy. The nice thing about the TAILOR-X trial is it doesn't specifically indicate the kind of therapy that has to be utilized. So these individuals can utilize hormonal therapies of choice if they're hormonal only, or hormonal plus chemo of choice if they are in the combined group. There are some restrictions, but in general, most accepted regimens are utilized. She thought that that was something that she would do. She had mixed feelings, both because her score did show a significant risk. She was at the high end of this intermediate category, so she didn't feel too badly about getting chemo, although clearly there was a part of her that would have been happy to have been told it's okay not to have chemo.
And I guess we should clarify that in the TAILOR-X study, patients get an Oncotype. If it's low, they just get hormonal therapy as a standard. If it's high, they get some kind of chemotherapy as a standard. And if it's intermediate, as in this patient, they get randomized between chemo plus hormones versus hormones alone.
Right.
So she then went to the oncologist at that point?
So she went to the oncologist at that point. Although we did talk about this as she was going over. And in fact, she ended up being offered a standard chemotherapy of adriamycin, 60 milligram per meter squared, and cyclophosphamide at 600 per meter squared. And that would be given in the standard of 4 cycles, 3 weeks apart. It's interesting, of course, because in recent years, there's been a great interest in whether or not patients might be able to avoid certain kinds of chemotherapy, for example, anthracyclines, and switch to platinums instead. But the fact is that this is a good standard regimen, and our tools, some thought we might have had for assessing risk and response, such as topoisomerase 2, are really not quite as valid, perhaps, as we might think. And so at this moment in time, we felt the standard for her was the best. And of course, she didn't have any underlying heart disease, so there was no particular reason not to go ahead and utilize that regimen.
So where is she right now in her treatment?
So she's actually completing her chemotherapy as we speak.